Hey, it's Mass. Since 1928, Rodenizer Home Services has been your trusted local experts for all your plumbing needs. From bathroom and kitchen fixtures to leaking pipes and water heaters, Rodenizer offers you the higher standards of professionalism. When you have questions, Rodenizer has answers, all backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. Their motto is simple: nice people, great service. So experience the difference today with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
In the Ferrari and Jaguar, switching four lanes, top down, screaming out money ain't a thing.
Bubble hard in the double law, flash the rings with the window crack, holla back, money ain't a thing.
For technological reasons beyond our control, we go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline and welcome in on the regular telephone this week, RJ Bell.
Well, listen,
the
guys.
The phone company shut down our ISDN lines because ISDN, I don't know if listeners know what that is, but it's a form of technology that they're shutting down, doing away with, and our station's lines went dead today.
It's a matter of
I got to be honest with you. It's the greatest technology ever. I love progress, but sometimes the past had it right. But luckily, we'll have a couple weeks like this. I'm going to get a VoIP line, especially for you guys, because Boston is so important to me.
All right, RJ.
Thanks, RJ.
Yeah, we're going to be there, baby.
A couple more weeks, we'll go back to the way it used to be. But, RJ, let's get into it. RJ Bell, Fox Sports Radio, and, of course, pregame.com as well. Give him a follow on Twitter if you're not already. I don't know why you wouldn't be following him on Twitter. RJ, at RJ in Vegas is where you find him. RJ, what do you do as someone that is obviously always looking at what's out there for lines and looking for games to give help on and suggestions on? What happens when you look at the board and you're at the book and you say, I just don't like anything here? Like, how do you find something to like when you don't like anything? Because this week, I just couldn't find anything in the NFL I liked. I hated it all.
The question that you've got to be honest with yourself about, and this is everybody that ever places a bet, am I doing this for fun or am I doing this for money? And if you're doing it for money, then it's often not going to be fun, because all the fun things about betting usually run contrary to best practices, to what the sharps do. You know why? Because the fact they're fun means they're popular, and popular means expensive. So let's use Monday night or TV games. People love to bet TV games. But oftentimes the line's correct, so there's no value no matter which way you go.
Oh.
People love to bet overs, right? Because you can win an over in the first quarter, but you can never win an under till the game's over.
That's a good point.
And also, you hate rooting for a lack of action. You're thinking, okay, they're on their own 30. If they get a first down here, then they run the ball three times, then punt, we're in great shape. That's not fun.
Right.
Rooting for touchdowns is fun. But thus, in the long run, unders do about 50.5%. Overs do 49.5%. You might say, well, it's only 1%. But the bookie's edge is only 2.4. So if you're actually giving up a whole percentage point because you're betting an over, now you've got to overcome 3.4%. So it actually gets, not as fun if you're doing it for money. Now, we all want to win, even if we're recreational, but we all want to be fit and have a six-pack. But the question is, will you give up some cheesecake or all cheesecake?
It's
kind of the same thing with betting.
All right, so to that end, with the unders, I have decided this week, RJ, to focus my attention on an under between the Saints and the Bucks.
Ooh, I like it.
Sharp, baby!
Make me sharp! Put it up! Let me see! Sharp!
There it is. Super sharp.
Wow.
We need a song. Okay. What can we get to be sharp? We need some sort of sharp sound
ZZ
effect.
Top, sharp.
What's that, what's that movie with that? Give me some French fried potatoes. You had that sharp act. That
Swing.
Sling blade.
Yeah, that's...
Some folks call it a Kaiser blade.
Yeah, I call it a sling blade. Too cerebral. Now, RJ, please explain to me why I'm sharp, because I just looked at it and said, it's kind of a big number. I don't know if these teams are all that good. Seems like a lot.
Okay, so So at least you're admitting it, right? You're not trying to give me a big handicap.
I looked at the biggest totals on the board, and I looked at the teams. Here's what I saw. I saw the Chiefs and Rams were like a couple points more in their total. I'm like, I just don't see this game having as many points scored as what the Chiefs-Rams number is. I'll take the under in the Bucks-Saints game.
Chiefs-Chargers, I think.
Chiefs-Chargers.
Yeah. All right, so here's what I'll say is you have to go back 6 years to find a game in which the Saints had 35 more passes compared to runs. So last week the Saints had 46 passes, 11 rushes, 35 more passes, all the way back 6 years since that's happened. During that era when it happened, there were four games in two seasons when it did. The next game, so let's think of the logic. Saints just throw, they don't run. The next game, they averaged 29 rush attempts for 146 yards.
Yes.
So to me, history tells us with Breeze, one, the fact they haven't put him in a spot of throwing that much for so long means they don't want him throwing a lot here. Because every time you throw, let's be honest, arm fatigue is an issue with Breeze in at his age. And additionally, they don't want to expose him to hits. They also have a guard out, their best guard or one of the good guards they have. And in that situation, you don't want to expose Breeze to more hits again. But will they be effective running the ball, the Saints? Well, Tampa Bay is one of the best teams in the NFL against the run. So really, it's a bad choice for the Saints either way. One, run the ball, protect Breeze. Number two, pass it because the Bucks aren't very good against the pass compared to the run. I think they play the long game and protect Breeze. I think there's a lot of running, and because of that, I like the under.
I think I knew all this subconsciously, but I just wasn't able to express
Malcolm
it.
Malcolm Gladwell blinked. You just knew.
Thank you.
Hey, I took the Rams. They're hosting Chicago, and they're given 6.5. And I took the Rams. I think they're due for an offensive explosion.
No lie, this is sharp.
No!
Yeah, Colin was thinking about, you know, we do a podcast, and I tweet that out every week, is he was thinking about the Rams, and he backed away at the last minute, so good for him. Oh, I'm sorry, he was thinking about the Bears.
Yeah.
I love the Rams here.
Trubisky's terrible.
But here's why, though, I think even more specifically. The Rams made a real statement when they traded two number one picks. And that statement was, Rams, this season matters. Ramsey's going to matter, and we're good now, even though we might not seem so good. What's happened in the interim is they've covered two games. They covered in London. They covered the game right after against Atlanta. And then they didn't cover against Pittsburgh. But because that Pittsburgh game was more recent, that's what people's thinking about. But really, the Steelers were outstated in that game. As I said everywhere yesterday, Pittsburgh, very opportunistic before last night, but the stats really weren't that good. And in the long run, the stats are the leading indicator. The stats are the truth. The scoring oftentimes is random, whereas do you have that four-point play? Do you get the touchdown? Do you get the field goal? Over one game, that kind of luck means a ton. Over a season, that tends to even out. Now, let's talk about how bad the Bears are. For the season, they've averaged 262 yards on offense. That's it.
Wow. But
the last two games, 226 and 164. 164 yards of offense in a game. And the fact they won against Detroit, they got outgained by 131 yards, the Bears did, and 8 first downs. And it was the Lions without Stafford for the first time in like a decade. So to me, this is the perfect storm. Perception is Rams are trending down. I would make the case they're trending up over the last three games since the Ramsey trade, which is a very interesting demarcation point. And I would make the case that the Bears are trending down from a fairly low level for the season anyway, but it seems like they're trending up because they beat Detroit. Sharp, sharp, sharp.
Thank you.
All right, let's see what we got. What do we got for sharp sound effects there, Jim?
As sharp as knives.
That's
not,
pretty good.
Not, not bad. Nice. Not, not bad. Bad. It's direct. It's to the point. It's very literal because it's Billy Joel.
Maybe cuts like a knife.
Cuts like a knife.
Oh, I
good.
Like that. Bryan Adams.
Bryan
yes.
Adams. Okay. Right, we can do that too. All right. So I don't know if we should push our luck here, but we have a couple of college picks that seem sharp to us. So these are probably going to be square. Jim, what is yours again?
Alabama this weekend.
Okay. I get it, but I don't like it. I get the idea is Saban off a loss.
Yeah.
And
they need points.
And you would think, oh, this is when they make statements, right? It's actually not. Because what happens when Saban loses so rarely, that when he loses, it's often tantamount to a dream crusher. So we've talked about dream crushers, but we'll hear more about that in the coming weeks, which is when a loss results in either your dream being crushed or your dream really being stomped on. Maybe we need to have a little caveat, a dream, you know, really, really, really bad, but we still could do it possibly. Yeah, Alabama still could make the playoffs. I don't think they should. I don't think there's really any scenario that they should, to be honest. But they could. But I still think now that they're favored by as much as they are, what number did you guys get?
18.5, I think.
Yeah. When you're favored by almost 21 points, it's a situation where it's not about how much you really want it. It's going to be about what your motivation is, what your energy level is. Now, you guys are saying, oh, they want margin because they want to make a statement. I actually disagree, and I don't know if they finalized this today, but even yesterday they were saying Tua might not even play.
Right.
And I don't think Tua will play, and here's why. Nothing fits the narrative more that the LSU game was a fluke and that Tua wasn't healthy than if the next week he doesn't play. Right? That's more important. It's like, yeah, he was out the week before. He was out the week after. He limped out on the field, and we still almost won. That's the narrative they're going to try to put out there, Alabama. And if Tua comes out and throws for 400 or 350 yards, it's going to look bad for last week. I don't think Tua plays. I like the under in this game, and I don't, though. I do not like Alabama.
All right. RJ Bell, pregame.com, and also Fox Sports Radio. RJ, we'll talk to you again next week.
See you, RJ.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
See
RJ
you.
Bell with us on the Volkswagen Dealers
Louth Square
Expert Hotline. Louth is.
He hates my pick
square.
Every week, and I'm 8-2, so that's great.
Oh,
keep it going.
All right.
All right. Maybe we should just interview you.
I like it. I like what we've got going
maybe
on.
We should have you.
Hey, short interview.
This is like the tree falling in the forest. If you make a pick but don't know why, can it still be sharp? I mean, making a pick and not knowing why is just a square thing to do to begin with.
And they were sharp.
Where were we?
As sharp as knives, knives, knives.
They're willing to lay down their lives, quite literally. Yes, I know, Hans. What happened? That's what happened. Soldiers.
Right. Thank you, Billy. Thank you, Billy. Let's get back to it with you. Also, a take on the Red Sox and Astros and how they're tied together as the Astros get investigated for their sign-stealing scandal that happened in 2017. The Red Sox have actually been exonerated. Yes, they have. Not by Major League Baseball, but by a prominent sports talk radio show host. He has exonerated the Red Sox, and he's got the evidence to prove that the Red Sox have nothing to worry about in this investigation for Major League Baseball. You will hear that explanation coming up next.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
This ball's crushed to left field. Springer has just hit his 31st home run. Way up on the train tracks. The 4 train has just left Union Station, and the Astros lead 6-7-4.
That's the Astros banging that drum down there, banging the barrel. Let them know this, what's coming. There it is.
Change up.
This ball is crushed to left field.
That's what's been going on there in Houston. Been cheating. Here's the good news. I know a lot of people have been concerned about the Red Sox. You know, their manager, Alex Cora, was the bench coach in Houston in 2017. So this guy obviously was involved. I mean, clearly this guy was in on the plot down there.
No.
You'd have to be insane to think he wasn't.
Right.
So in 2017, here in Boston, John Farrell's crew was using Apple Watches to cheat and steal signs and relay signs. Down in Houston, they're banging trash barrels. But the good news is in 2018, that it all come to an end in Boston. There was no sign stealing whatsoever, and the Red Sox World Series championship is completely clean.
How do we know this?
Mike Francesa, here to tell you how he knows all of this.
I'll tell you. I can tell you right now. I sat in the Yankee-Red Sox series right next to the Red Sox dugout. I mean, I could see Cora the whole game. He was sitting right next to me. He was standing right next to me. I mean, literally 4 feet away. I sat next to the dugout. You can see the seat I had that whole series. You could see in the dugout the entire series.
Okay. Of course.
I never saw them doing anything. And I was there the entire series.
I will vouch for the manager of the ball. And you know what I mean? I don't like Boston.
His word's good enough for me. I don't know about you guys.
I sat in this. My seats were so expensive. You know, the big seats down there at Yankee Stadium. I sit there, and literally 4 feet from me in the big seats. You know the big seats. Nobody sits in them. I sit in them.
What do you guys think? Do you need any more evidence?
I think he's exonerated.
I mean, if I were Alex Cora and I go in for my meeting with Major League Baseball and they ask about anything to do with 2018, I'd say, well, listen, I'm here only to talk about what happened in Houston because when it comes to my Red Sox time, I offer you Exhibit A, Mike Francesa. Character witness, Mike Francesa.
So could he see down the hall from the dugout to the clubhouse where, you know, monitors are and where things are taking place?
Okay.
No, he could just see Alex Cora during the series.
Did you not hear the man? He was literally next to him, four feet away.
He's 4 feet away.
All right.
Okay.
Well, hold on a second. Which series are we talking about here? We're talking about the Yankees.
Yankees.
Red Sox series.
No, yeah, Yankees.
The Yankees, Red Sox,
2018,
yeah.
In the playoffs.
So Alex Cora was the manager,
yeah, right? Managing the Red Sox.
Is the manager the one accused in the Astros situation,
no.
Or was it other uniformed staffers, technological people helping out a struggling hitter and someone else? I mean, was the manager ever directly implicated in all this, or does the manager kind of keep his hands clean on something like this? I don't know what bench coaches are doing. I don't know what this guy is doing. I don't know what the video crew is doing. I'm standing right here with 1 foot on the first step, like I'm ready to like spring out of this dugout in any second. I am focused on every pit. I don't know what's going on behind me. What kind of defense is that? I saw Alex Cora during the game.
He was looking
nothing
at him. Nothing was going on there, Hardy.
I thought he was done. I thought he was not renewed.
Nope.
I thought he was gone.
Nope.
When does he leave?
Nope.
Because I am not.
2018, everything was good. But 2017 sounds like a mess. The Athletic reporting, to be serious for a moment, that it was Carlos Beltran, Alex Cora, and A.J. Hinch, the three of them coming together and devising that plan. They were all played a key role in coming up with the sign-stealing system that they used, which included a camera, which included banging that barrel, which included everything that they were doing there to do this. Nobody trusts this team to begin with. The Yankees and Red Sox in recent years have gone through extra steps to change their signs. The Red Sox did it in 2018. The Yankees were doing it in the playoffs this year. They know that the Astros are stealing their signs. They know to go through extra measures to try and cover up their signs. So this is not news to anybody. So the idea that nobody knew is ridiculous. The other teams knew the Astros were doing it. It's not news. Now Major League Baseball gets embarrassed because one of the people involved on that team just outs the team and is like, yeah, this is what we did.
They're just talking about it matter-of-factly, like everybody knew it, and now I'm just telling my own team, hey, you guys probably already know this.
Right.
But...
And now Major League Baseball is getting embarrassed because it's out there and everybody knows it because someone's going on the record and telling everybody about it. Here's what sucks about it, though. Like, The cheating, everybody's trying to cheat in this sport, like they're trying to do in every sport. So is there a, you know, major competitive advantage one team over the other? I don't know. I don't know if there is. But here's what I do know. Is baseball strong enough to sustain a lot of cheating going on and making the sport and the product worse than it is? Like, I just feel like you're doing damage to your sport this way, guys. The sport would be better without it. I'm not worried about the, you know, you're getting this big advantage. Probably not.
I don't know.
The Red Sox and Yankees have been taking measures for you to not steal their signs. They know you're doing it. So I don't think you won the world. You know, I don't think you're getting as far as you're getting
right
in the playoffs or winning as many games as
it's
you're winning.
It's not the make or break all. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. I don't think it's determining the win
of
the games.
I'm with you on this, too. I'm not like head over heels. Like, take it all away.
Guys, this is not good for your sport.
No, it's not. And I am not going to make the case that it's good for the sport. I just don't know how bad it is either. If you told me that something was going on with the umps and they were calling the game like unfairly and they're somehow like the outcome was being predetermined by a third party, that bothers me more than just one team cheating more than the other. It bothers me. I don't like it, and the sport would be better without it. But is it going to take away my interest or stuff? No, I don't know. I don't know if it's to that extent, Beetle.
I stole signals once, and it backfired.
What do you think is worse? So people get really upset about steroids. People are really upset about steroids over the years, right? Would you rather have a guy be on steroids or have him know exactly which pitch is coming?
Yes, steroids.
Me too. Absolutely.
Inject it.
I'd rather a guy be on steroids at the plate than know exactly what's coming.
Let me rephrase that. I would rather a guy be on steroids. The end.
Period. Story over.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Juice up. That late 90s baseball is the best. It was the best ever.
It's fun.
Because you can be on all the steroids you want. You still get to have the brains and smarts to play
Juice
the game.
Juice Brothers.
And you still get to.
Could you imagine being on an Oakland team at the peak of the steroid era?
Let's get to headlines with Hardy. We've got to get to Tom Brady's press conference coming up. It's always the most convenient of times on Fridays. That's on the way.
That's
you can tell
sarcasm.
I'm very excited about it. That's on the way minutes from now.
Can't wait to hear it.
All right. Zolak and Bertrand.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody, everybody.
Come on, Hardy, you like this song?
Woo!
No Hollywood night. Friday, I'm feeling it.
Feeling it. Trying to feel it.
Ooh. You know what we need? Roll Me Away. As long as we're going to Seeger.
You know what we haven't done in a while?
9 hours out of Mackinac City, stopped in a bar to have a brew. Met a young girl, had a few drinks. I told her what I decided to do.
You know what happened? We haven't rolled in a while.
I'll roll with the changes?
Haven't rolled in a while.
If we really don't do that anymore, do we?
We don't do it anymore. It's like, well, we're like old big sports guys. We just stick to sports.
Statement from Myles Garrett just dropped.
This is good. And he
Myles Garrett.
He didn't write this, but this had to be said.
He took good advice. He said, last night I made a terrible mistake. I lost my cool, and what I did was selfish and unacceptable. I know that we are all responsible for our actions, and I can only prove my true character through my actions moving forward. I want to apologize to Mason Rudolph, my teammates, our entire organization, our fans, and to the NFL. I know I have to be accountable for what happened, learn from my mistake, and I fully intend to do so. That is a statement from Myles Garrett today after finding out he was suspended for the remainder of the season.
Let me ask you a question.
You don't think he wrote that?
No, but it's a good statement.
No, you accept it like, hey, I'm not gonna protest this. I'm not gonna try not to accept it. I'm gonna embrace it.
He didn't say that.
But he's got the talking points. But he didn't say anything that would make him look bad.
No.
After the game last night. But now he's gone even further in his statement, and now he's got the talking points for when he meets with the commissioner. He can reiterate all these things.
So say this was a Patriot. Say this was Kyle Van Noy that went nuts. Snaps, rips the helmet off, hits a guy in the head. Do the Patriots allow the player to talk after the game? You know what I'm saying about controlling the message? Just to protect. I was surprised he talked at his locker after the game. a lot of guys spoke for him, like Mayfield. Mayfield said it's inexcusable. He knows what he did. And so he needs to be a little bit careful, I think, because that's his teammate. You need to protect your teammate a little bit, but he said the right stuff. I don't know if I'd really roll him out there after the game.
Well, you are required to speak.
I know you're required to speak. Some guys don't. Remember when Josh Gordon got here and he didn't talk, and everybody's like, well, why is he not talking? You know? Doesn't happen all the time where guys always available. But that's Cleveland. Cleveland runs things a different way. So, just saying.
If they decided to not make him available last night and he didn't speak, Beadle, being in trouble for that would be the least of his concerns. Now, I think it would have looked even worse. It's like he's not even going to answer for it like in the aftermath. Fine, but if they thought he was in any way not equipped to just go up there and say, sorry, I screwed up, then they probably would have held him out and said, okay, we'll take the hit on whatever we get for not allowing him to meet with reporters.
Let's go to Mr. Sports. We're putting someone on the line as Mr. Sports
now.
I
swear to God, if this call's bad, I'm coming in and I'm ripping your head off.
Hey, man, don't be mad that name is sexy, man. Don't be mad. I just got a sexy name. It's Mr. Sports.
Okay, that's worthy of a hand. I'll go to Jem in the car instead.
That was Mr. Sports. This is a sports station. It's the Sports Hub.
Jem?
Oh, my God.
Bad phone. Hanging up on you, too.
If we could get an HVAC guy to call in, please.
Maybe that's what it is. Short fuse.
You know what?
Because the room might literally light on fire any moment now.
You don't need a wake.
We might combust.
You don't need a wake 180.
Room.
Just sit right in this room. You'll lose 10 pounds in an hour.
Like sweating the oldies in here.
Dude, look at this. It's unbelievable.
Chris on Nantucket today. Chris.
What's up, Bo?
What's up?
Boys.
What are you doing? Go chicken box tonight?
Yeah, man. It's cold out here. I think God work out here. We work out here. I'm usually always with you, man. I'm always on point with you. But whether or not the Patriots would let Garrett talk, I still think the Browns said the right thing. I mean, this was cut and dry. I mean, you get out there, you apologize for it.
I'm not saying they did anything right or wrong, but I mean, he could. I would worry about that type of guy who looked very heated, still being heated in a moment after, and saying something that will come back and hurt him.
You
know what I'm saying? We knew he was going to get a massive suspension.
But what I'm saying is, do you really think, how could he have hurt himself more knowing that what he did was so cut and dry wrong?
Okay.
Listen, guys rip off helmets. We've all done that.
Yes, I've seen it.
What he screwed up with was just using it as, you know,
a weapon.
He went to kill him with it.
Yes.
Right. But it's cut. If
how could he, real quick, stop. How could he have hurt himself more doubling down last night that he didn't think he did anything wrong?
But
and that would be
though?
The risk.
But did he, though?
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
But that's my point, that this was so cut and dry.
But if you put him out there, you can't control the message is what I'm saying. That's all.
To me, the message would have been so phony if they held that back. So I'm happy they put him out there. And I'm still going to ride with you to the chip this year, though. But
that's my man. You're my man.
On this, though, dude, I think
you... Why don't you hang up on him? Thank you.
Good calls, sir. I tell you what, where's Derek at?
I
said I wanted Derek to call in.
I'm Mr. Sports.
It's garbage.
It's like...
Mr. Sports, he had a lot of stuff to talk about, too.
Treasonous. Sports. How dare you?
Mr. Sports. The fact that kid typed his name in.
You think they would have hung up on Mr. Burger if he called McDonald's?
Nope. Please.
It's Mr. Burger.
Put him to the front of the line.
Right.
To all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on sesame seed bun.
Tom Brady's press conference is brought to you by Audi of Westwood, a proud member of Prime Motor Group's Westwood Collection on the Auto Mile. Visit AudiWestwood.com. Is he there yet?
No.
Oh. So what would you like me to do?
Get Mr. Sports back on the phone?
How about we take a break, and we come back, and we do our fake promos?
Okay.
I'm getting the hold on sign.
Well, Jim's trying to figure things out.
I'm getting the
please hold.
Jim
knows what
he's
doing. What do you think, Jim? He's talking to our ground sources down there.
All right. Tom Brady will apparently be on Felger Mass. He's not coming out until after the locker room period.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Today's takeaways, fake Brady promos, are next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give. We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, today's takeaways, which are fake promo Fridays, are brought to you by Wake 180 Weight Loss. There's always going to be that vacation, a holiday, a celebration, or some stupid thing you get invited to by a friend that you have to go to. Put a Wake 180 to the test this holiday season. Lose the weight while others keep packing it on. All right? Check it all out at awaken180weightloss.com.
All right, let's get to it. We've got fake promos to get to. You okay, Zo?
Yeah, before I pass out. From the
don't
heat.
Pass out. We don't want you to pass out. Okay.
My God.
You'll be all right. You'll make it through.
I haven't heard these yet this week. It was a rare week, yeah. But we thought we were going to be dealing with Brady. We didn't have enough time. So I think there are a total of seven.
Beetle called it.
So, yeah, we're going to hear them all for the first time together. Here we go.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Let's go to Tom in Millbury. Tom.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
What do you think Tom does for a living?
Maybe he's a night shift worker.
Other than being his mom's son. Like I said, sounds like Gulliver from Gulliver's Travels when like they tie the giant down and he's like.
In Tom's defense, Beetle had him on hold for 1 hour, 58 minutes.
I'm not sure that's true.
What? I was here. It was a thing.
I'm not sure about that.
It happened.
I'd have to check the timer.
Moving on.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Mastros?
It was there along with Oprah and Stedman.
Oprah and Stedman were there?
Yep.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Slee stack.
No one ever copped to that one.
No, wait, that was the second one. I think that was mine.
That was yours.
That was definitely mine.
Oh.
That was the
mine was girl. Earlier.
Oh, now it is yours.
Well, I mean, obviously, if you all think it's mine, then I'll claim it. I don't care. Like, oh, wow, you didn't burp, you didn't fart. It's a big deal.
Well, you had a carbonated beverage. You're the only one.
No, I
did
I don't think
9:45. It was not mine.
I don't think
mine.
So. Zoe wouldn't deny
right
it.
I was looking right at it.
Zoe would not deny it.
I don't deny that crap.
He's not trying to deny it.
I think
it
that stuff's funny.
He's ashamed of it.
I think that stuff's great.
He legitimately does not believe it was him.
I'm not ashamed by it. I think that stuff's great.
Yeah.
I would have owned
that. He's lied about much less important stuff.
That is true, though.
Today.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
What did I do today?
But I don't think he's somehow embarrassed or ashamed by it.
Something. I'm sure you did.
What did I do today?
I don't know, something. Moving on.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
And it rained that day, but Ray did the anthem anyway. And I saw Tom Werner, he waved to him.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Why was he telling that story again?
He was telling that story.
Ray
Charles?
Georgia on My Mind went to like number one on the Billboard chart yesterday. It was part of Dan's dates. So he told the story about Tom Werner having Ray Charles waving at Fenway Park, and he waved to Ray Charles.
So that was opening day, and opening day actually got rained out, but they still opened the ballpark.
Of course they did.
And people went in.
Of course they did.
And
bought things.
Yeah, I was there, and I vaguely remember Ray Charles was on a trailer with a piano. They actually had him trailered up to like a tractor. They put the piano on a flatbed.
A flatbed trailer.
And they pulled him in. They pulled him into the infield on the trail. He was trailered up on a flatbed trailer, and he was on there with his piano. They pulled him into the park, and that's when Tom Werner would have been waving to him. I believe that in my mind's eye, that's how it was.
It's so hot in here. Come on, hurry up.
Days at 10, Zolak and Bertrand. Jesus.
We're a raccoon penises.
Raccoon penis? Look it up.
What, are they big or something? Say like lucky?
It's like a bone. It's
it's a bone.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Boner.
But we looked it up and it's confirmed. Raccoon penises are a thing. Souvenir items?
Absolutely.
Earrings.
Where I grew up, a lot of people ate raccoon and they're usually hit on the side of the road and we would call it a roadkill feast. They would actually.
Did you ever eat
around.
Raccoon?
I don't eat that stuff. I eat everything from Pennsylvania, but I don't eat that.
Good.
I found the picture. He's on a flatbed trailer. Yeah, I remember that right. By the way, odd story. We were talking about rabbit's feet, right?
Yeah.
That day?
Yeah.
And rabbit.
That same day, I went home, was raking some leaves. Found a dead rabbit in my yard.
Oh, you sent us the picture.
That was so bizarre.
I told you, lucky because it's not boiled in a pot on your stove.
Right.
Well, you didn't cheat on your wife.
So. Yeah, you're very lucky you didn't cheat on your wife.
Okay.
You don't remember that movie?
No.
Oh, my God. Michael Douglas?
Fatal Attraction?
Fatal Attraction, dude?
No.
Oh, my God. Millennials.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
10 grams of Beyond Sausage plant-based protein in between a toasted English muffin and a delicious egg and cheese.
Mm. Let's sell it, McCone.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hour.
I give him credit. Tim McCone was, whatever his name is, he was a train wreck for 4 hours. He comes in, and the hilarity of McCone is he doesn't get it. Yeah.
I'm still blown away that Beetle has not seen Fatal Attraction.
And Felger, you see Fatal Attraction?
Yeah. Tom Hanks in Sleepless in Seattle explains to his son, he says something about a boiled rabbit. He's like, what are you talking about? He said, Fatal Attraction. Every man in America saw it and scared them bleepless.
Watch it tonight.
Ann Archer. Oh.
You'll never think. Yep.
And you know what? Hey, shame on Michael Douglas.
Harrison
because
Ford
Ann Archer.
Wife. Harrison's
deal.
Ford wife and all the American movies.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Patriot Games and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Going after Glenn Close. No. Ann Archer was the real deal. But every man terrified by that movie, Beetle. Like, it's terrifying.
Open brick apartment with like some weird sliding elevator thing. Like, what are you doing to your wife, dude? Yeah. Get a life.
What?
Michael Douglas.
Oh. Ugh. All right. All right, last one.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, you nag. I'm half in the bag. Get me another beer from the fridge.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're singing along with Mitch.
That's the Boston Irish Angry Rhyming. White Guy Christmas.
Yeah.
Got to work on the rhyming.
What?
Nope. Don't have to.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, you nag. I'm half in the bag.
Yeah, that part rhymed. Well,
get on a sleigh. It's going snow.
Again? Yeah, give us the line. Okay.
Just say two words that rhyme.
Pick and slick.
Truck and oh no. Better
duck.
Not.
All right. It is so freaking hot in here.
Rhyming. Yes.
Murray, nice and hot in here for you. Hot enough.
You gotta work on the rhyme.
Oh, we do have one more.
We'll
okay,
good.
Last Murray. One.
Bonus.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Oh, my God.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5.
Oh, that is so mess. Harsh. That is so harsh on the ears. Very harsh.
Wow.
I tell you, they had those settings for your basketball game.
That's 15 good,
years
from 2004.
Good board up.
Yeah, and they have not changed the settings. They haven't moved a fader. They haven't adjusted the input levels. They haven't changed the mic position.
Right.
Nothing. Same thing. We had Beatles call. We played it yesterday.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we did.
You guys.
Same setting. Give it to me again, Jim.
You guys.
I don't think we have time.
Saying, all right, sorry.
Have time. Never mind.
What happens if I hit these buttons on this
screen? I don't know. Start pressing stuff. They told me I can't press anything in every moment. I'm going to start pressing stuff.
What happens if I hit these buttons? These do anything? No?
Okay. Gets the 2 points! Rashawn Freeman! Here comes UConn! 3 seconds! 2 seconds! Shot! They can't get it up! There's no time left! UMass wins the game! 61-59! This crowd is going nuts! They rush the floor! The Minutemen have won the game! The Minutemen have beat the sixth-ranked team in the nation!
Hardy, you're a movie guy. Remember Armageddon when they brought the heavyset kid in and... the Mets win the World Series.
Cubs. Whoa, yeah, I think it's the Cubs.
The World
yeah.
Series. Woo. They didn't fix that.
It's a good
board.
Call, Beetle. It's a good call.
All right, Felger.
I would disagree.
Felger and Maz and a Coolidge kid, Wi-Fi kid, who's heading to Philly this weekend.
I bet they have the Irishman there.
Got Murray, what are you going on? Wi-Fi? Yeah. Make sure you bring. Make and sure Kendall. You call Philly. Make
hey,
sure
by the
Wi-Fi.
Way, Hardy on post game for Pats this weekend.
Oh,
how you like that one?
I gotta listen now.
We'll talk to you Sunday.
Entertainment,
Telegram Mazur next.
I will.
Thanks.
Hey, it's Maz. Are you tired of small inconveniences that always turn into big headaches at home? Well, my friends at Rodenizer Home Services can make small fixes like repairing leaky faucets, adding or replacing electrical outlets and lights, or clearing slow drains that will provide big comfort for your home. And with over 10,000 five-star reviews, Rodenizer's expert technicians are just a call away and ready to fix those inconveniences at your home. Experience the difference with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today. That's Rodenizer Home Services. Nice people, great service since 1928.